I think you'd call it a closet, or I don't know what it was, a little annex to the kitchen. They'd hang them in the house, in sacks, just not crocus sacks, flower sacks, after they dried, you see. They'd tie them and hang them up on the wall.
Did you keep anything else in there, like meat?
They had meat, and we used to have hogs. They'd dry the meat some way, and they'd fry the sausage and put them in half-gallon jars. And after, well, my aunt didn't like the dried sausage. Some people dried it, but she wanted to fry hers while it was fresh. And so we'd have in half-gallon jars, and that it'd take that money for a meal, and kept them under the house so they wouldn't freeze. But the grease in them wouldn't freeze. They could keep them in the closet in the house. Mm-hmm. But the ones that was juicy and would freeze was put under the house wrapped in paper. Mm-hmm. Because the house wasn't as close and wasn't heated like it is now. Mm-hmm.
But you had your own hogs in the back.
Yes.
Did you make any?
Make sausage and the hams, yes. They'd all be, when, now they tore down the old shed that they did have out there, that they kept the hams hanging out in the little house outside. But after we could get things, well, after we moved from here, we didn't have it. We'd buy things at the store down in Chompa. But it was, I had nothing to do with it because the rest of them did.
When you used to go up to Atlanta, what do you remember about it?
Well, I'd go in the big carriage with my aunts. I never did go but once or twice in the big carriage. I don't know what ever become of that. It laid around here and we lend it out to different ones. I don't know what ever come of it.
What were the roads like then?
Oh, they was muddy. There wasn't any cement. But we'd come from Jonesboro going to town in that carriage.
Did it take a long time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never did go but once or twice with my aunts. They couldn't keep up with me and do the shopping. And they'd go in the fall, you see, and go and get things. And they'd have that storm. And there wasn't any much of that kind of stores in Jonesboro then. That's been a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell me about your children.
Well, I've got one son that lives in New York. He and his wife and two children live in New York. And he is the captain of a more McCormick ship. And he's gone now. To South America. I talked with one of the children anyhow was telling me that he had gone, that they had talked to